4 years ago, I was called by God to serve Him full time, and God opened the way for me to study at BGS. But at first, I was very scared. I was afraid of everything. I was afraid I would not be able to learn because of my shortcomings. And I also afraid God will tell me to do things that were beyond my ability. And I also afraid that I would not be able to fulfill God's will in my life. But in the end, by God's mercy and grace, I decided to study God's word at BTS. And after 3.5 years, I have completed my study, and I'm currently serving God in my country. Looking back, I realize that God's will has been great in my life. Even though I have gone through many hardships, struggles along the way, indeed studying at BTS was a turning point in my life as I discovered the blessing of working in His will. I saw His will as evidence of His love for me as I live according to His will. And today, many Christians also realize God's will for their lives, but they don't want to obey it for different reasons. Many other Christians find God's will as a bitter medicine they must swallow. They didn't see it as the best way for their lives. And they did not see God's will, which is come out His good intention. And Christians can say that God's will is good evidence of His love, but not all realize God's will and live it out, because each person will have different attitudes to God's will. So in this morning, through the passage in James chapter 4, verse 13 to 17, James presents three attitudes to God's will. So now I will read the text in this morning. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go into church and search a town and spend a year there and trace and make a profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you are to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that, as it is you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin. Yeah, so the three attitudes that James mentioned, the first is disregard God's will. The second, disobey God's will. And the third is obey God's will. Of course, that one of these three attitudes is the correct one that all of us should follow. So the first attitude that James mentions is disregard God's will. In verse 13, say, come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trace and make a profit. Perhaps James were referring to the wealthy merchants. They discussed their business and boast about their plans. There is no evidence that they want to know God's will or pray for their decision. They measure success in life only by the time and the plan they set. It is true that we need to plan before we act. Because each of us face important decisions day in and day out, we should plan and think about the future. However, planning before we act is not what James is talking about. But James is warning us not to plan without God, because nowadays there are many Christians who plan without seeking God's will first. And James gave three reasons why people disregard God's will. The first why they disregard God's will, that is failure to recognize the uncertainty of life. In verse 14, part I said, yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. This verse is similar to Proverbs chapter 27, verse 1. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what will bring forth tomorrow. And these merchants were confident in saying that today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money. Actually, they don't know in advance what will happen in just one day. How can they ever be sure they will leave today or tomorrow to reach the city they are planning to go to, spend a year there, even make a profit? Because life is totally uncertain. James reminds us that our minds are limited. We don't know what will happen tomorrow or in 5 minutes, regardless of what we plan or think, because the future is not in our hands. And especially during the COVID epidemic, there are many people who lost their jobs, just stay at home, had no food to eat, or even lost their loved ones. All these things happened to them that they had never thought about before. We have also never thought that one day we will study in this manner. I also never thought that I would have the opportunity to study the Word of God with all of you here through this manner. As Heber Chesterton said that there is only one thing certain, and that is that nothing is certain. That's it. We know that everything in the future is a mystery to us because we don't know what will happen in the future. So James wants us to first be concerned with God's will, or to seek God's will in all our plans, because God knows everything that will happen in the future. And when we seek God's will, He will show us what we need to do. And only when we are in the will of God can we be confident of tomorrow, because He is leading us. And the second reason for disregarding God's will is failure to recognize the brevity of life. Charity, can you witness? Yeah. In verse 14, Poppy said that, what is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. James likens life to a mist that appears for a moment and then disappears. He borrowed this image from the book of Job, which deals much with the gravity of human life. In Job 14, verse 1 to 2, said that man who is born of a woman of is few of days and full of trouble. He comes out like a flower and withers. He flees like a shadow and continues not. We often number our years on earth by its birthday. but God tells us to number our days. We are living day by day and hour by hour, and these days will fly by. Then the end of life will come to every one of us. We don't know when or how our death will come, but it will come. And all of us can be sure about that. Especially, we will see how short life is when facing the COVID epidemic. At the beginning of the epidemic, we thought that only young people would not get infection virus easily. We think that only the elderly or those with other diseases will be affected with coronavirus easier. However, it's different now because more and more young people affected by virus and die, regardless of whether they are young or old, strong or weak. Even today, people who get vaccinated can be infected virus and die. As we think of these things, not to be distressing or hopeless, but to realize the smallness, the fragility and brevity of human life, so that we rely on God and live a meaningful life. May God help us to find God's will every day through His word and live a meaningful life for Him while we can still. And the third reason that why people disregard God's will, that's it, arrogance of humans. In verse 16, as it is, you boast in your arrogance, or suppose things is evil. He changed Manson to those who boast in things they have. They live and plan, thinking they are in control of their life and the future. But instead of relying on God, they rely on what they have. They become arrogant and don't need to seek God's will for their decisions. We see often people find it difficult to seek God's will as they find themselves successful and rich. However, they forget that their abilities, gifts, talents, and life are due to God and rest into His hand. As Solomon said in Proverbs 16, verse 33, that the Lord is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord. Humans are not wise enough to predict the future, nor is He strong enough to control the future. And once again, may God help us to be humble ourselves to seek God in all our plans in life. May us stay close to our God to go through this life. However, there are many people who knew God's will, but don't want to obey or follow His will. And this is the second attitude that James mentioned, disobey God's will. In verse 17, so whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin. Why do people know God's will but refuse to do it? Perhaps they are lack of understanding of the nature of God's will. They think that God's will is a choice that they can accept or reject. In fact, God's will is not a choice, but that is a duty. And many people think that following God's will is following the ways of suffering, but it's actually the opposite. disobedience to God's will leads to suffering and unhappiness. As we know in the Bible and human experience, they attest to this truth. When we look at Luke chapter 12, say that the servant who knew his master's will but did not get ready or act according to his will receive a severe beating. But the one who did not know and did what deserved a beating will receive a light beating. So what will happen to us as Christians who know God's will but disobey it? Let's see, a wrong attitude and our God will rebuke us. And another attitude that James mentioned is obey God's will. Or we can say that, does he live according to God's will? And this attitude is the one that we should follow. In verse 15, said, instead, you all, you are to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. This attitude is not just a word on our lips, but a permanent attitude in our heart. So, what does it mean to obey God's will? It means to live according to God's will. So, how to live according to God's will? And I think, firstly, that is living in acknowledge of God's sovereignty. The phrase, the Lord wills, indicates the sovereignty of God. He is a powerful creator and we are his creation. As we say, if the Lord wills, it means that we are acknowledging his sovereignty over our life. We are putting our plan in God's hand, looking upon him, seeking his will and living it out. We will not truly live according to God's will if we don't acknowledge his sovereignty. If we don't acknowledge his sovereignty, then God will say nothing to us. And I think that only when we acknowledge God's sovereignty will we humble ourselves before him and live up to our roles as his creation. And we will seek his will for our lives and not be content with some religious activity, but we will really desire to know what God's will is. So live according to God's will is to live in acknowledgement of his sovereignty. And the second is to live a life of thankfulness to God. The phrase, we will live, refers to the life we have that comes from God. The life we have in the future, that is due to God. As above, we talk about the uncertainty of life, the gravity of life, and only God had the power to give life to us. And we have it by his grace. And when acknowledging that we are still alive, is by God's grace, we should be grateful to him and appreciate the gift of life that God has given us, especially when we are facing the COVID pandemic. We know the air is free, but that does it mean that we can breathe that knowledge God? There is a story about an old man. And I think that many of you know. They an old man who fell and was taken to the hospital. A doctor gave him an oxygen tank to help him sleep for 20 hours. After a while, he got better, so the doctor gave him a $5,000 bill. And when he saw the bill, when the old man saw the bill, he started crying. And the doctor told him not to cry over the bill. But the man said, "I'm not crying for money. I can pay it up. I am crying because I only use 24 hours of oxygen and I have to pay $5,000. Why I have been breathing God free air for 78 years. And I never had to pay anything. Do you know how much I own God? How long have you been breathing God's free air without paying any price?" May God remind all of us about the life that He gave us. Although it is likened to a myth, it is extremely precious. Although it is so, but not because it is so, it becomes meaningless and worthless for us to waste. Since we only have one life to live, let us be grateful to God and live a meaningful life. May God help us not live as existing being for now and here, but live for God's kingdom. And the third way to live according to God's will is to live a meaningful and active life. Do this or that. James wants to remind us to always take advantage of all that God gives us in terms of time, gifts, possessions, talent, to live meaningfully and wholeheartedly for God's glory. And during the COVID pandemic, we have to stay at home more. We may have more time. May God help us stay active, positive, and manage our time effectively. And there is some suggestions that I think will help us use our time more effectively. Firstly, this is my experience. So some suggestions that I think that will help us say, firstly, avoid wasting time by focusing on what we are doing that seems to be useful, but it is actually useless, not beneficial. Many people spend too much, I also confess that before I also spent too much time on Facebook, Instagram, movies. Of course that we need entertainment, but don't let us get caught up in it, or don't let it take a lot of time. And the second thing, when we have more time and when we stay at home, let us improve ourselves both spiritually and physically. Let's equip ourselves by reading or meditating on God's word, building a relationship with God. And when we have the opportunity to study the word of God, okay, let's study wholeheartedly, study hard. And the third suggestion that is take on the opportunities to show our love to those who are around us. When I in Singapore, when I in BTS, I take the time that I stay in Singapore. That's it, the good time, the wonderful time for me, because I know that one day I will leave Singapore, and I feel that that is the wonderful time for me. So let us take all the opportunity to show our love, what we can do for our friends, for the people around us, and for those who we know, for those who are suffering from the pandemic, such as pray for them, comfort, encourage, concern for them, as we still have the opportunity to do. And even though the future is uncertain and life is short, we still live actively and meaningfully according to God's will. So may God remind us to live in acknowledgement of His sovereignty, live a life of thankfulness, and live a meaningful and active life as faithful stewards, even in the small things. And in conclusion, I want all of us to ask ourselves, which of the three attitudes above is your attitude to God's will? Do you disregard this view in your daily plans and decisions? Or do you know God's will and still don't want to do it? Those attitudes are all wrong and only bring you suffering and failure in life. Only when you truly desire in seeking God's will and living according to His will, do you rejoice in His blessing. Your heart will be filled with joy, no matter how difficult the work is. Why? Maybe that your life may not be more comfortable as we living according to the will of God, but it is certainly blessed. As God's people working with God for many years, let us pause to look at our lives and ask whether we are living according to God's will in the present. May the Lord remind each of us through His own words, so that we are always eager to seek God and live according to His will, even in the present and the future. Amen. So now I will share my prayer request that thank God that I back in December 2020, and maybe up to now around near 1 year already. Yeah, the time flies so fast. And during 1 year in my country, I had the opportunity to serve God in one organization. This is Cross Culture International Organization. I can translate book and teach Bible for groups of people in different churches through Zoom. And also serve God in my local church in my hometown. Yeah, that's it. What I did in the ministry. For me, that I also plan to for further study. I'm still planning, but still don't know how. And Okay, I study about biblical counseling. This is what I want, and before I also told with Pastor Andy and some friend that I really love counseling. Yeah, and I want to study about that. But during this time, it's not easy. I cannot go out to do some document to submit. And okay, I will please pray for me about that, so that I will go according to God's will, not my will. And also pray for me that I, even though I don't know about the future, what I will share God in the future, but pray that I will continue rely on God, ask Him, seek Him in everything I plan. I also plan to study in the seminary in my country, because that before I step out to serve in the church, I have to study some course in the seminary in my country to meet their requirements. Yeah, but so far they still have not answered me, so I also don't know how. Yeah, everything for me, I don't know. Yeah, that's it. Was my prayer request. Thank you very much.